local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into Pensacola right now. Happy Thursday. Joe and Gracie with you, getting you caught up on everything you need to know today. And a bit rough there last hour as had some heavy rain. Gracie, you got soaked heading into the studio today. Hail damage that you're going to have to make a claim for later?
No, that thank goodness. But I was nervous right when I was about to leave my house. It's completely downpouring.
Did got hail reports throughout town. No reports of any major damage, thankfully, but had a lot of slowdowns on the roads as people were kind of hiding under some bridges and things like that. But thankfully, looks like we've escaped the worst of it there. We'll start on the roads and a local weather report.
Well, as Joe said, we're looking pretty good right now despite the rain that just came through. I-10 and I-110, no major slowdowns, and we just have typical afternoon traffic. That's going to be on 98 as well as Highway 90 in Milton. Getting into Milton has some slow-moving traffic. So if you do see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For rain, taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we do still have some rain going throughout Gulf Breeze and Pensacola Beach, making its way towards Navarre. Another patch just north of Foley going to be coming through Pensacola in just a bit here, so just keep that in mind. We are going to be seeing rain patches throughout the rest of this afternoon. If you see something else on the roads or you have any comments, call the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Greece on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
And we start the hour with our top three stories. Forecasters say the wildfire smoke blanketing the Northeast may start lifting before the end of the day today.
Over the next few days, things will progressively continue to get better. Through Tuesday, when we have a front moving through, that should push everything out. But again, smoke modeling and pollution modeling is very, very hard to do.
And air quality alerts have been posted across the region after smoke from Canadian wildfires created hazardous breathing conditions. New York, not the orange haze that we saw yesterday. Still pretty hazy, though. But it's cleared out enough for the Yankees to play the White Sox. They have a doubleheader today. Cities in New York, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut, again, starting to see some improvement in the air quality and hopefully gets better throughout the night and into the weekend.
Ukrainian forces are pushing forward in a long-awaited counteroffense. Ukraine has reportedly struck in four different directions, and Russia's defense minister claims that Russian forces are resisting, that the Ukraine has lost up to 1,500 troops.
And the man suspected in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway is now in FBI custody and here in the U.S. Jaron Vandersloot is in Alabama, where he faces fraud and extortion charges related to Holloway's disappearance. Holloway disappeared during a trip to Aruba, and her body has never been found. Looking at local notes here, we had more fireworks at the Santa Rosa County meeting this morning. May have caught it in the Channel 3 update there. This time, though, it was Commissioner Kerry Smith drawing the ire of a resident who says the two had a confrontation following Monday's meeting.
Kerry Smith aggressively confronted me. He started with letting me know that I dressed, looked, and sounded like a idiot. He continued this attack, saying that I was a brown shirt who needed the armband as a Russian serf. He went on as far as questioning my loyalty to my country.
So that was Michael Stevens addressing the board. Smith denied the claims, and Stevens has been outspoken against Kerry Smith the last two times the commissioners have met, namely over the controversy surrounding Commissioner James Calkins. Both times, though, led to him being escorted away from the podium by a Santa Rosa County deputy. New today, according to NorthEscambia.com, the woman accused of the former Little League treasurer accused of stealing $16,000 for her own use. Charges were dropped in that case, but doesn't mean that the case is over. The charges were dropped due to jurisdiction reasons and that the Escambia Sheriff's Office has transferred all of the files and evidence in the case of 48-year-old Paula Pugh over to the Atmore Police Department, who says that they will investigate. ECUA says plans are still on track to reopen the materials recycling facility next Monday. They've been doing a soft start this week to prepare. And apparently a busy last few days for the Escambia County Animal Control Department. According to the PNJ, they've spent the last several days cleaning out over 600 pigs from the In Loving Swineness Sanctuary in Cantonment. Animal Control Director John Robinson says officers got started last Thursday after they got a call from the owner who said, quote, "I can't do this anymore." Robinson says there will certainly be civil violations. Criminal charges are a possibility as well. Texter lets us know 17th Avenue is closed just north of Cervantes due to a tree down between Gonzales and DeSoto Street there. Gracie just got off the phone. We'll get a quick check of the roads and weather.
Yep, just got off the phone. It was involving 17th Avenue. So just keep that in mind. That's just north of Cervantes. So if that's your route home, take 12th Avenue because that is blocking the whole road there. Again, that's going to be 17th Avenue just north of Cervantes. We also have an accident on Olive Road. This is going to be just off of Whitmire Drive that is causing a slowdown. So keep that in mind. And if you see something else on the roads or have any details, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we still have some rain throughout our area. Right now, we have a big rain patch going over Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, Pensacola Beach, making its way kind of towards Navarre and just north of Foley, right near I-10. You're going to be seeing some rain coming through Pensacola in just a bit here. Again, if you see something else on the roads or have any details, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by New South Window Solutions. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
One more local note before we get to statewide headlines. On Saturday, the Blake Doyle Skate Park will host its opening day celebration. The fun starts at 9 a.m. and will last all the way through 9 p.m.
9 a.m. to 5 p.m. There's skate contests. There's also Andrew Reynolds, Jamie Foy, New Balance team, which are like unbelievable people to have here. It's all these mega pros.
And the pros will do skate demos and sign autographs. Andy Prince with Upward Intuition says there will be clinics, contests for cash and prizes, live music and food trucks. And proceeds from Saturday's event will benefit Tony Hawk's nonprofit, the Skate Park Project. Statewide notes, jury scams are becoming more prevalent in the state. Fraudsters are calling potential jurors and telling them they have to pay fees or face being arrested after missing a report date.
Any summons to jury duty notice regarding your jury service or consequence for not serving will be paper-based, and we will never harass you for payment or personal information.
And prosecutors in South Florida say they're investigating cases, while State Attorney General Ashley Moody says there were cases in at least five Florida counties last year.
And we have a rough weather going all throughout the state of Florida. Dozens of Central Florida residents are picking up the pieces after a tornado moved through the area. The National Weather Service surveyed Satellite Beach earlier today to confirm a EF1 tornado with winds up to 100 miles per hour that touched down in the South Patrick Shores neighborhood. The incident happened yesterday afternoon and impacted 40 to 50 homes in Central Florida.
And finally, statewide, time running out for us who want to save money on hurricane supplies. The state's disaster preparedness sales tax holiday will end tomorrow. Some of the items that qualify include household necessities, pet supplies, batteries, and portable generators. Again, you have through tomorrow to get those items on the sales tax holiday there. They will do one more towards the peak of hurricane season. 420, we'll take a break, come back with national and worldwide headlines. Your text always welcome at 437-1620. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Hurricane season is here. Millions of people live in hurricane evacuation zones in Florida. This means that if an evacuation needs to happen, a lot of people need to get on the road. But if you're halfway full, you're halfway there. Keeping your gas tank at least half full during hurricane season ensures you won't have to wait in long lines to get gas when it's time to go. And you don't have to travel hundreds of miles. A half a tank of gas can easily get you to a safe location that's tens of miles away. For more tips, visit halfwayfullhalfwaydare.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up. This message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
Free grill with every purchase at the factory showroom this Saturday only.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620 Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great Thursday afternoon. Staying dry with this weather coming through. We are seeing some impacts of this weather affecting our roads. So going to get a quick update real quick. Got a call into the traffic line that we do have the light out as well as an accident right near the airport. It looks like it's at 12th Avenue and College Boulevard because we are seeing slowdowns right there. So just keep that in mind. Also, 17th Avenue is going to be closed just north of Cervantes Street. This is going to be between Gonzales and DeSoto if you're headed northbound because there is a big old branch that has come down onto the road. Again, just north of Cervantes on 17th Avenue, blocking the entire northbound lane and most of the southbound lane. So just try to take 12th. And we are seeing some slow moving traffic through Gulf Breeze proper. If you are leaving Pensacola Beach, getting through Gulf Breeze, you're going to be seeing some slow traffic at the moment. For weather right now, we do have rain going through Tiger Point, Pensacola Beach area, as well as another kind of big rain blob coming through the Foley area right now and heading into Pensacola. If you do see something else on the roads or have any updates, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111, and I'm Gracie with your traffic on the fives.
And text always certainly welcomed and appreciated as well, 850-437-1620. Taking a look at our national headlines today, the Supreme Court struck down the Republican-drawn congressional districts in Alabama that critics say discriminated against black voters. Justices voted 5-4 against the state, which NBC News' Julia Ainsley says was a surprise.
Two conservative justices, including the Chief Justice John Roberts, joined by Justice Kavanaugh, sided with the majority, saying that Alabama was in violation of Section 2.
So now the seven congressional districts will have to be redrawn.
The House floor is still in an uproar after several conservative blocked party-lined Republican bills. This started on Tuesday when 11 Republicans, including Congressman Matt Gaetz, joined Democrats in voting against GOP bills and effectively blocked any Republican legislation from advancing to the floor. The move is in retaliation to Speaker Kevin McCarthy's debt ceiling agreement with the White House, and the revolt continued yesterday, and McCarthy ended up canceling all the votes for the rest of the week.
Yeah, and Congressman Gaetz weighed in on that as well. We'll have his thoughts throughout the day, too. China will pay Cuba several billion dollars to establish a spy base focused on the southeastern U.S. Okay.
Doesn't sound good at all.
I don't think so. No, because last I checked, we are in the southeastern U.S. According to the Wall Street Journal, citing U.S. officials familiar with highly classified intelligence, the electronic eavesdropping facility on the island country would be about 100 miles from Florida.
Sweet. Okay. Well, Governor of California, Gavin Newsom, is proposing a 28th Amendment to the United States Constitution that will that he says will permanently add four broadly supported gun safety principles. He says that the amendment is going to raise the federal minimum to buy a gun, and the age is going to move from 18 to 21. It's going to mandate universal background checks. It's going to institute a reasonable waiting period for all gun purchases, and it's also going to ban the civilization purchases of assault weapons.
And also, President Biden vetoed the bill that would have overturned his plan to assist with student debt. The plan would impact 40 million borrowers, giving $10,000 in loan forgiveness to those making under $125,000 and $20,000 for those who received Pell Grants. It'll now head to the Supreme Court.
And more than 200 people who were stranded in Russia are now in San Francisco. The Air India flight left Delhi on a Tuesday, but had to make an emergency landing due to engine problems. It took nearly 2 days for the replacement plane to arrive, and the airline confirmed that a new plane touched down overnight with all the passengers and crew safely on board.
So it took 2 days. There was a layoff of 2 days. Now, if it's in like Athens, Greece, Rome.
An extra trip.
Cool. It was in Siberia where the layover was.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Fox News update coming up and followed by more headlines. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
News, I'm Tom Graham. Community leaders in several southwestern states say they're being overwhelmed by all the new migrant crossings. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed new legislation today he hopes will quell illegal immigration.
Texas is spending close to $10 billion to deal with the crisis and chaos.
Abbott says the new rules will also designate drug cartels south of the border as foreign terrorists. The orange glow of hazy smoke has cleared up significantly today for New York City. Fox Weather's Katie Byrne.
The smoke is moving with the wind. Sometimes it gets better, sometimes it gets worse. It all depends on where you are, but the hardest hit spots today remain to be Philadelphia area and D.C.
An estimated 100 million people are under an air quality alert from the Northeast to the Midwest down to the Carolinas. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. It was a positive day on Wall Street with the S&P 500 rising 26 points to a 2023 closing high. That broad index almost moving back into bull market territory. It is more than 20% up from its most recent low. The Dow Industrials moved up 168 and the NASDAQ Composite leaped 133 or 1%. GameStop did not take part in the advance. The video games retailer's shares tumbled nearly 18% in the wake of the news late yesterday that it had fired CEO Matthew Furlong. It didn't provide a reason and reported a revenue decline for the latest quarter. General Motors has recently announced new investments in plants related to electric vehicle production. But today, GM announced plans to invest more than $500 million in its Arlington, Texas assembly plant to make future internal combustion engine SUVs. The automaker says the move is a highlight or highlights its commitment to continuing providing customers with a strong portfolio. That's Your Money Now.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, Robert Downey Jr. here. Did you know that over $10.3 billion was lost to online crime last year alone? Online crime is a huge problem. It affects everyone, and that's why I've partnered with Aura. Aura gives you the tools you need to stay safe online. Fraud and identity theft protection, a password manager, parental controls, and more. Sign up for a free 2-week trial today at aura.com/Robert.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck Boxes. If it's a job worth doing, it's a job worth WeatherGuard. According to Lionel Messi, part of the reason he chose America was to get out of the spotlight a little bit. While soccer isn't nearly as popular as the NFL, one thing we have in common with our European counterparts, we still worship sports heroes. Messi's fame is worldwide, and that means the U.S. too. I'm Maggie Gray.
WeatherGuard, the name that stands for unmatched security in truck boxes, is now making a name for itself on the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series circuit. WeatherGuard is the official sponsor of the safety and security work crews at Speedway Motorsports tracks across the country. Engineered to meet the demands from job sites to race sites, WeatherGuard truck boxes feature double welded seams, weather tight seals, and high security latches and locks. If it's a job worth doing, it's a job worth WeatherGuard. Learn more at weatherguard.com/truck.
RCA Records presents Foo Fighters and the new album, But Here We Are, featuring the new song, Rescue. Rescue from the Foo Fighters and their new album, But Here We Are, available everywhere now. Furnished by RCA Records.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
There are more identity threats than you realize. Even if you monitor your credit, only a little personal info needs to leak out, like your social security number or password,
for you to become a victim.
LifeLock alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Pennsylvania Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll get to traffic and weather in just a moment. Gracie on the phone getting more tips as they've been coming in today. We had a heavy rain and hail, and sounds like we have some problems near downtown Pensacola. A down tree, couple of lights out, so we'll get the very latest right here. Gracie, you good?
Yep, we awesome. Just got a call from the roads, actually, with some updates. Another tree down on 14th Avenue. So that is causing some slowdowns, as well as the slowdowns on 17th Avenue. And looks like there's some flooding underneath the graffiti bridge as well. So just keep that in mind for the roads. Of course, we had some rain throughout the area that is causing just the typical afternoon traffic to be a little bit more backed up. And right now, with the weather, we still have rain going through Tiger Point, Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Beach, as well as Alberta area heading into Beulah right now. It is lighter rain than when we saw about an hour and a half ago, though. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA, starting on July 1st, their customers are going to need to schedule a bulk waste pickup by calling customer service. You can find out more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And again, our top three stories today. Forecasters say the wildfire smoke blanketing the Northeast may start lifting before the end of the day, but likely to be a few more days before everything's completely cleared out. Ukrainian forces pushing forward in a long-awaited counteroffensive, though Russia's defense minister claims Russian forces are resisting and that Ukraine lost up to 1,500 troops. And the man suspected in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway is now in FBI custody and in the U.S. as Joron Vandersloot is in Alabama, where he faces fraud and extortion charges related to Holloway's disappearance. Taking a look at the world of sports tonight, it's game three of the Stanley Cup Finals. The Vegas Golden Knights won the first two games at home, and now the Florida Panthers trying to get back into the series. They're home, 7 o'clock start time on TNT. The Nuggets now up 2-1 in the NBA Finals, 109-94, beating the Miami Heat last night. Nikola Jokic with 32, 21, and 10, another triple-double for the two-time league MVP. The Minnesota Vikings are expected to release running back Dalvin Cook today. He's due to make about $11 million. The team has been trying to trade him now for several weeks. And looking at the Major League Baseball scoreboard, the Rays beat the Twins earlier today 4-2. The Braves take on the Mets later on at 6:20. And games currently in progress, the Yankees and the White Sox are in the first game of a doubleheader. Of course, yesterday's game was postponed due to the smoke there. 5-4, Yankees up on the White Sox in the fifth inning. The Rockies leading the Giants 4-3. And later on, the Braves and Mets, yeah, the Guardians and the Red Sox are on ESPN+. Plus, that game starts at 6:10. The Marlins, by the way, are off today. Also, game two of the Women's College World Series Championship Series. Oklahoma beat Florida State 5-0 last night. If the Sooners win tonight, they're the national champs. 6:30 start time, and that one's on ESPN tonight. Health, business, and science notes. Jobless claims are up. According to the Labor Department, the number of American workers applying for first-time benefits rose to 261,000 in the week ending June 3rd. It's their highest level since October of 2021.
Also, Fox News is claiming that former host Tucker Carlson violated his contract with the network by launching his own Twitter show. Exos is reporting that the company notified Carlson's lawyers by a letter that happened yesterday, and his attorneys told the outlet that any legal action by Fox would violate his First Amendment rights.
The American Red Cross is moving to incentivize folks to donate blood. The organization says that a shortfall of donations last month is raising concerns. Folks who donate this month will be able to receive a $10 gift card via email to a store of their choice and also register to win a backyard theater package.
And Huntsville, Alabama is reportedly still the top choice for the headquarters for U.S. Space Command. Senators Katie Bright and Tommy Tuberville along with Congressman Dale Strong, had a meeting with Commander General James Dickerson, who reportedly said that yesterday said that Huntsville still deserves the spot, and the city was named the Defense Department's preferred location last year.
And Delta is paying back a group of customers who claim they didn't get their money back on flights canceled during the pandemic. The Atlanta-based airline recently agreed to a settlement to pay cash refunds plus interest. Affected customers must have booked a flight between March 1st of 2020 and April 30th of 2021. They were also required to have requested a refund through the customer care database.
And in pop culture news, an actor known for his roles in Better Call Saul and Bob's Burgers is behind bars on January 6th riot charges. Federal prosecutors say that Jay Johnston helped attack the U.S. Capitol in 2021. The 54-year-old actor was dumped by Bob's Burgers after the alleged involvement in the riot came to light.
A stunning pink diamond is hitting the auction block today in New York City. It's known as the Eternal Pink, and Sotheby's is calling the 10.5-carat cushion-shaped gem the most significant pink diamond ever to appear at auction. It was found in Botswana back in 2019 and took 6 months to cut down from nearly 24 carats. It's estimated to fetch at least $35 million.
Televangelist Pat Robertson died at the age of 93. Robertson founded the cable network that became Freeform, and the channel still broadcasts Robertson's signature TV program, The 700 Club.
Also, negotiations between Screen Actors and Hollywood producers are underway. SAG-AFTRA, with a strike authorization now at its disposal, started negotiating with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers yesterday. The union has the power to call for a strike if no new deal is reached before midnight on June 30th.
And if you were a fan of the Netflix show Wednesday, Jenna Ortega, who played Wednesday, is going to be a producer of the second season. She says she's already having conversations with Tim Burton and the team to start season two. And season two of the Netflix show is going to lean more into the horror aspect a little bit more and ditching kind of the romantic love interest for Wednesday. It's going to be bolder and more dark.
Bolder and more dark. Okay, here's... Yeah. Here's one, and I am ashamed to say that I am in this class of people. A poll asked people if they like to be greeted and offered help when they enter a store, and only 8% of people said yes. A total of 8,000 people were surveyed. 40% said it doesn't matter to them either way, while 52% said they don't like it.
So you do like it or you don't?
I don't. I really don't. Now, I mean, my wife gets on to me about this all the time, too, because she says, like, I don't understand why. I don't know either. I don't understand. Now, if you just say hi, I'll be like, hey, you know, but can I help you with anything? Is there anything you're looking for? Like, I want to just, I'm here and I'm exploring. I know what I want. I could very easily just tell you. But to me, it's like that takes the fun out of it.
Yeah.
Like I want to go on the search, and then if I can't find it after several minutes, then I may say, hey, I am looking for something. Can you help me? But I just want to just be able to walk into a store, say hi, and then just be left to my own devices. So I'm sorry if that offends people.
No, I get that. See, it doesn't really bother me. Greeting doesn't bother me at like big stores or anything like that. I will say I'm always kicking myself when I'm in a smaller like shopping store, maybe a boutique or something, and they say, oh, are you shopping for anything? And if I say like, oh, a wedding or oh, this, I always just wish I said, oh, I'm just looking around, because then they start picking out stuff that you're just like, that's not really. And they're, oh, I'm going to put it in the dressing room for you. And I'm just like, oh, I should have just said, no, I'm just looking. Don't help me. Yeah. I always regret it.
Let us know what you think. 437-1620. Am I way out of line? I feel like with 52% saying they don't like it, I feel like, I mean, you know, obviously majority rules in that case. So yeah. I would imagine, you know, if there was more people surveyed, maybe the percentages changed just a little bit. But I don't think it would be that much, to be honest with you. Just after 445, we'll take a quick timeout for a look at the local roads and weather.
Well, we are still seeing some slow-moving traffic. We have an accident on Olive that is causing some delays at Whitmire Drive as well as 17th Avenue. A lot of rain coming through. We had a tree down that 17th Avenue in between Gonzales and DeSoto. If you're heading northbound, that's where like the most of the branch is at, but it's really blocking the whole entire road there, as well as 14th Avenue. And we are seeing slowdowns on 17th south of Cervantes. That's going to be at the Graffiti Bridge, causing delays there. Throughout Gulf Breeze, we are looking good right now. And if you see something else on the roads or you have details, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we're going to get an update from WEAR.
We're heating on up as we head through the end of the work week and into the weekend. We'll have highs in the lower 90s right through the inland spots. If you're closer to the beach, your highs will be in the upper 80s, and you factor in the humidity, and it could feel close to 100 degrees every single afternoon, so keep that in mind. Rain chances are on the low side, only 20 to 30% isolated chances through the weekend. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Right now, we're still seeing some light rain all throughout Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point, as well as Pensacola Beach, but it is just light rain at the moment. Right now, it is 71 in Pensacola, 71 in Milton, and 70 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, Gracie, I have a question for you. When I say UFO sightings, what is your response to that? Are you easily dismissive? Do you think there's validity to them? Where are you on that?
I don't believe in aliens at all or anything like that.
All right. So I'm with you.
Yeah.
But I heard the story. I saw the video, the body cam, and I heard the police 911 call. And it's opened my eyes to the possibility. I'm serious. It's opened my eyes and it's made me not quite as dismissive as I have been. So a family from Las Vegas claims they saw aliens in their backyard after something fell from the sky. Yesterday, 911 call audio from the morning of May 1st was released.
There's like an 8-foot person beside it and another one's inside and it has big eyes and looking at us and it's still there.
Okay, where is this on your property?
In my backyard. I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually weird. We're terrified of it.
So there's two people or two subjects that are in your backyard?
Correct, and they're very large. They're like 8 foot, 9 feet, 10 foot. I don't know. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes. They have big eyes. Okay. Like I can't explain it. And big mouth. They're shiny eyes and they're not human. They're 100% they're not human.
So, I mean, my initial response was, oh my gosh, that's terrifying, but it's like, it's 2023, you got to take pictures.
Yeah.
So there haven't been any pictures released, but I will say this, that it happened about 40 minutes after something streaked low across the sky, and it was seen in Nevada, Utah, Eastern California. There were multiple eyewitnesses to this, and the flash was also recorded on a Las Vegas police officer's body camera. So, I mean, it's there, you see it.
The flash was recorded on the body camera,
not the ten foot googly eyed creatures. But the flash in the sky was. 40 minutes later, there's people calling in saying, "Hey, there's 2 8-foot creatures in my backyard." I'm just saying.
I do wonder what they saw though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because
yeah, you got
it. Does
you gotta,
seem like
I don't know. Like in that moment though, I'm trying to think like, okay. Am I just going to just take, I mean, just, I don't know what's going to happen.
Picture it didn't happen.
Yeah, I know. 450, we'll take a break. Let us know what you think on that. 850-437-1620. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in business. Locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement, Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you are staying dry this afternoon. We're looking pretty good weather-wise now. It's cleared out, but 3 o'clock, ugh, was gross here. But I hope you're having a great afternoon despite the rain that we had earlier. And again, you can always feel free to call or text with your thoughts or opinions to 850-437-1620. Speaking of the weather, it did impact our roads at 455. We're going to take a quick look. I-10 and I-110 looking good right now. We still do have some slow-moving traffic. Graffiti Bridge has some flooding and it is looking like it's backing up some traffic, as well as East Chase Street getting towards Bayfront Parkway is slow moving right now. If you see something else or you have details, please give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111, with those details. For weather right now, we do still have light rain going throughout Tiger Point, Gulf Breeze, and Pensacola Beach, as well as some rain heading through Beulah and getting into Pensacola right now. It's 71 right now in Pensacola, 71 in Milton, and 70 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
So continuing a couple more wacky stuff around the world. One of Finland's richest men was slapped with a fine for driving 20 miles per hour over the speed limit. Okay, well, you say, so what? Well, the fine was $130,000. 76-year-old Andres Wilkloff was driving 50 miles per hour in a 30 zone. And he tried to slow down when the speed limit suddenly changed to 30 on the road he was on, but was unable to slow down sufficiently before he was pulled over. So Finland is one of a number of countries in the Nordic region where traffic fines are based on the severity of the offense as well as the driver's income. So, yeah, $130,000 speeding ticket. Let us know how that sounds. In Wisconsin, police say they arrested a man last week who stole a police car while he was awaiting trial for stealing a different police car.
Is that your squad? That's your squad.
Someone just stole my squad.
The same person that's stolen MPD squad before.
And within minutes, police flooded the area near Milwaukee and arrested 34-year-old Daniel Barton, who was trying to hide inside a gym. Also, customs agents at O'Hare Airport reported a huge bust of counterfeit merchandise. The items included 61 fashion sunglasses and socks bearing fake trademarks of designers like Louis Vuitton, Versace, and others. Officers also confiscated 22 watches over the weekend with trademarks like Rolex. If the merchandise had been authentic, it would have been worth $638,000. Gracie, what's going on in good news today?
We got a lot of great news, including a 10-year-old out of Georgia. Well, authorities in Georgia have honored a 10-year-old girl for her heroic efforts. She helped rescue her grandfather from a local pool. She jumped into the pool at Deer Run Villas after watching her grandfather fell into the water and became unresponsive. She instructed her grandmother not to jump in because she was unable to swim. She jumped into the water and pulled her grandpa to the side where she was able to get him out of the pool with the help of the grandmother. Mm. Just 10 years old.
Yeah, very cool. It's always a good show if I can make Gracie cry, and I may do this here. A Pennsylvania man named Kevin Curry recently found out that his dog of 7 years had terminal cancer. He says he and Mello take two walks around the neighborhood every day, and he wanted to do something special.
So I decided that he should have one last sort of ceremonial walk around town. And so we dropped off letters in people's mailboxes yesterday, let them know that Saturday night we're gonna walk around in their neighborhood and hopefully they'll come out and get to say goodbye to someone they've gotten to know.
Yeah,
the tears are flowing. You can hear
the dog. I know, and as it turns out, the entire town turned out and lined the streets so everybody could say farewell.
God, I love when a neighborhood comes together for a good cause.
That's going to do it for hour number one, Pensacola right now. Busy hour and filling you in on the local roads as well. We got some downed trees, some lights out as we had heavy rain and hail. And looks like more rain could be on the way, so we'll stay in tune on that. Let us know your thoughts and your texts. Always welcome. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. We'll see you in about 12 minutes.